Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
It was the unanimous vote, the Big Ten soccer coaches selecting veteran Todd Yeagley's seventh-ranked Hoosiers to repeat as conference champions this fall. Todd's 15th year starts Friday night on the road against former Hoosier standout Joey Mayer and the St. Louis Billikens over in St. Louis. The team distinction comes, too, alongside, well, a laundry list of individual preseason honors announced Tuesday between the Big Ten and top drawer soccer, among others Patrick McDonald and Sam Sarver, a couple of first-team All-Big Teners a year ago. Those two leading a very athletic, depth-laden club.
You know, what you hope is that we get an emergence where it's clear the depth's good in a good way. I think the biggest takeaway is the competitive depth. We have more natural finishers on this team.
That is a nice problem to have for Todd Yeagley. By the way, single game tickets are on sale now for the home opener a week from Thursday against Notre Dame at 8 o'clock. Friday's match with the Billikens will be on ESPN+. Back to the Diamond in Toronto with the Blue Jays tonight. Pregame at 6:37. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
I tell you, you can tell that they have put in the time in the weight room. Actually, the overall conditioning aspect of Scott Fisher's second Edgewood Mustang 11 has been a big chunk of building the foundation or continuing the foundation build here this preseason. Coach Scott calls them weight room warriors. Well, early returns with good numbers anyway, quality seniors like Gabe Drew, ready to stay healthy this season, paying dividends. Proof in the pudding? Obviously, for real, starts Friday night for the Mustangs at Mitchell.
You know, mostly what we've done is we've been a lot more concerned with creating depth, you know, making sure that, you know, with the injuries that we've had here the last couple of years, you know, you want to give, you know, Gabe as many reps as you can, but you gotta create some more depth at running back. Same thing at tight end and same thing at wide receiver. It's more about time management, player management, and creating some depth so that you don't get hamstrung when someone does go down.
Well, and it certainly took its toll big time on Scott Fisher's crew a year ago, but a new season ahead for the Red and Black, traveling on opening night down to Mitchell. Reds Blue Jays pregame at 6:37 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.